Many questions were asked to me during the break.
在休息的时候有很多人问了很多问题。
And so we're going to take plenty of time to address some of the questions you may have.
我们等一下会用一些时间来回答这些问题。
Obviously, my study was done on Anglo churches in the United States.
很显然的，我所做的这些研究呢，都是在美国白人的社会当中。
And there will be cultural differences between your churches and some of my presentation.
因此，因为文化的不同，所以你们的教会可能跟我这里所讲的会有一些的差异。
And I'll be happy to address some of those issues if there are questions for you.
如果你们有这些的问题的话，好。等一下我会回答这些问题。
So be thinking of whatever questions you'd like to ask.
你们不管要问什么问题。
And we'll take some questions in just a little bit.
我们等一下马上就会回答这些问题。
Let's go back to... did it fall asleep? Go ahead, down there, there you go. That's it. Let's see if it's going to come up. No, I think...When I was a pastor, we used to have 16 millimeter film projectors.
当我是牧师的时候，我那个时候是 projector 是16个 millimeter 的。
Has anyone ever used a film projector in their church?
你们有没有人教会用的是16 millimeter 的
film projector? A few of you have.
有一些人有。
They always had problems.
永远都是有问题哈。
As the film would turn around, it would get loose and it would kind of curl up.
在用的时候，这些 film 哈，这些常常都会这样子剪在一起。
And we would have to stop and fix it.
我们常常就因为这样子还要再修理。
I thought that with new technology, we wouldn't have to do that.
我想我们有一个新技术，所以应该不会有这些问题。
But all technology has problems.
但是所有的高科技都会有一些问题。
But this goes to sleep.
刚刚的是在睡觉。
And we have to wake it back up.
我们等他醒过来，现在已经可以了。
But it looks like it's now awake.
现在已经可以了。
So we can talk about staff.
我们现在要看看牧师是同工的影响。
Most churches that have a paid staff usually are larger churches.
通常有牧师是同工的是比较大的教会。
In the United States, we found that it usually takes...About 150 people to pay a full wage for a pastor.
通常我们在美国通常是150个人都需要一位全职的牧者。
That would include a salary and benefits.
这就是全职的包括他的谢礼跟他的一些的福利，谢谢。
A large enough salary to allow a pastor to purchase a home.
这种的通常能够允许牧师可以买一个房子。
As you know, in California, things are very expensive.
我们知道在加州呢，房子非常的贵。
So it usually takes a pretty good size salary to pay a pastor so they can buy a home.
通常在这个比较要很大型的教会呢，才能够负担起这样子的薪水。
And it usually takes about 150 people to be able to provide that kind of salary.
通常要150个人以上的教会才能够给牧师有这样子的负担。
But it varies from church to church.
但是教会不同。
But usually a church will have to be at least a medium-sized church in order to be able to pay two pastors.
通常呢需要中型以上的教会才能够提供得起两个全职的牧者。
But one of the keys to growing a church is adding a second and a third full-time pastor.
对教会要成长里面一个很重要的因素就是要增加第二个甚至第三个全职的同工。
Even if you have a pastor who's a very hard worker,
就算是你的教会的牧师呢，非常的工作非常的努力。
It's usually difficult for the church to grow any larger than 200.
但是如果 你的教会只有一个牧者的话、通常教会很难成长到超过200个人以上。
So if you want a church to get larger than 200, you usually have to add a second pastor.
所以因此你的教会如果要、成长超过200个人，你需要、增加一个同工。
In the small church, we usually have what's called a bivocational or a solo pastor.
在这个小型教会，我们通常有所谓的代职或双职牧师、或者是单个的、牧师。
A bivocational pastor would be a person who works a secular job and pastors the church at the same time.
双职的牧师是他在外面有工作，但是同时在教会里面服事。
In the United States, many pastors work for a grocery store and pastor a church.
在美国有一些的、传道人，他们也许在杂货店工作，但是他们在教会也当牧师。
Or they may work for UPS and pastor a church.
他们也许在、送货，但是呢，同时他们在教会里面当牧师。
These bivocational pastors work very hard.
这种双职的牧师呢，非常的辛苦，工作非常的努力。
They sacrifice their time and their family to serve the Lord and the church.
他们牺牲了他们家庭的时间，为了能够服侍神。
But they just can't give enough time to the church to help it grow.
但是因为他们是双职，所以他们没有办法给教会很多的时间让、教会来成长。
So a church gets a little bit larger and then it's able to pay the pastor full time.
当教会慢慢成长的时候，它能够提供、那个全职的、传道人。
And then the church can begin to grow up to about 200.
如果教会能够有这样子的、提供这样子的经费的话、教会就慢慢成长到、有200个人。
But then at 200 it begins to、not grow.
但是到200个人的时候呢，教会又停止 不再成长。
And that's when a pastor needs to begin to build a small staff.
因此呢、在这种情形呢、牧师就需要慢慢的、再开始建立另外一个、他的同工。
At first, the pastor's staff will be just a secretary.
也许刚开始的同工就是一个秘书。
And then maybe a youth pastor.
或者是青年事工的传道。
And so the staff will be the pastor, an assistant pastor, and maybe a secretary.
慢慢的也许就是一位牧师，一位助理牧师，然后再一位、秘书。
And this will help the church begin to grow beyond 200 people.
这种情形就能够帮助教会慢慢的突破200个人的关卡。
The difficulty, of course, is being able to pay for the salaries for these people.
当然问题就是说教会是不是有这个经济的、这种能力。
Some of your churches are between 75 and 200 in size.
有一些我们当中的教会是75到200个人当中。
In order for you to grow much larger than that, it will be important for you to begin to build a staff.
很重要的，如果你教会要突破那个200个人的关卡的话，你一定要开始带进一个同工。
And yet you will find it difficult to do so because you don't have the money to pay for the staff.
但是有些时候我们发现教会很难这样做，因为教会没有钱。
So sometimes you have to start by hiring a part-time staff person.
所以因此有时候我们需要从部分时间开始。
Or perhaps getting a seminary student who can help out at the church.
或者是找到一位神学生。
Or sometimes you can find an older pastor who may be retired who could help out.
或者找到一位已经退休的牧者来帮忙。
Or sometimes you have lay people in the church who can volunteer their time 20 hours a week or so to help the church.
或者教会找到义工。
But if you're between 75 and 200, you need to begin to add a second staff person.
如果你的教会是大概75到200个人的当中呢，你需要开始思想、能够要增加一位同工。
Each new staff person can begin to minister to more people.
那么这个新来的同工他可以开始服侍其他的人。
And gradually the church will begin to grow.
这样子教会慢慢就会成长。
When a church gets to be a large church, over 200,
当教会成长到超过200个人的时候，
then the church needs to have a senior pastor and a multiple staff.
教会就需要一位主任牧师跟多位的、牧师是同工。
Normally you need to have about one staff person for every 150 people.
通常150个人就需要一位全职的牧者。
So a church of 300 needs at least two people.
所以一个教会如果是300个人，需要至少两位全职的同工。
And a church of 450 would need three pastors.
450人的教会需要三位、全职的同工。
And you would also need a secretary for each one of them.
甚至你需要每一位牧师都需要有一位他们的秘书。
This will help your church minister to more people and to grow.
这样子可以让你的教会可以服侍更多的人，教会可以成长更快。
In a small church, the leadership team is like a duet.
对小教会来讲，那个领导就好像是一个双重座，二重座。
The duet is between the pastor and the congregation.
这个二重座就是在牧师跟会众之间。
If the pastor and the congregation work together well, the church will grow.
当牧师跟会众一起在一起工作得很好的话，教会就会成长。
In the medium-sized church, the leadership team is like a quartet.
在中型教会呢，这个领导阶层就好像是一个四重奏。
There's the pastor and the congregation.
除了牧师跟会众之外。
And then there's the new pastor staff.
有其他的牧师是同工
and the secretary staff
还有秘书
if those four groups work together well the church will grow
如果这四组的人呢在一起做得很好的话教会就会成长
in the large church it's more like an ensemble
在大教会里面呢就好像是一个多重奏一样
the large church is more like an orchestra
就好像是一个交响乐团一样
With many different people playing many different parts.
就是在这个大教会里面的不同的人，他们在负责不同的事工。
Some will be staff and secretaries.
有一些就是牧师是同工，有一些是秘书。
Many will be volunteers.
有一些是义工。
But if they all work together well, the church will keep growing.
如果这些人呢都在一起呢服侍得很好的话呢，教会就会成长。
This chart kind of gives you an idea how this fits together.
这个图呢，就帮助我们能够了解这种情形。
In the small church,
在小教会里面
if a small church is between 101 to 175, oftentimes the pastor is bivocational.
在小教会大概一到七十五个人当中呢，教会的牧者只要是双子的牧者就可以。
But if the people give sacrificially, then the pastor can be full-time.
但是如果这个小教会呢大会众的奉献够呢这个牧者就可以成为全职的牧者。
When the church is between 76 and 200, it should have at least one full-time pastor.
教会如果你的大小是在76到200个人当中，你至少需要一位全职的牧者。
And it should also have at least one full-time secretary.
而且呢，至少需要有一位全职的秘书。
But to grow larger than 200, the pastor is going to have a small staff, another pastor.
如果你的教会是超过200个人，你需要一位牧师，还有一位牧师是另外一位同工。
And then to get up even larger, it's going to have to be a multiple staff.
在400个人以上呢，你需要有许多的牧师是同工。
It's usually recommended that you try to have one pastor for every 150 people.
通常就是说，如果有150个人，就需要一位牧者。
So if you want a church of 300, you need at least two pastors.
如果你的教会要增长超过150个，你需要两位全职的同工。
If you want your church to be 450, you need three pastors.
如果你的教会要成长超过300个人，你需要三位同工。
And you just keep adding one new pastor for every 150 people in the church.
所以通常每超过150个，你就需要多增加一位同工。
The key is to add the pastor before you need him.
很重要的关键就是说，你需要先增加这个同工，在你需要达到那个目标之前，你需要先增加这个同工。
This says that you need two pastors for a church of 300.
在这里说到说，如果你教会是300个人，你需要两位同工。
But you can't wait till you are 300 to add that second pastor.
但是你不能够等到教会是300个人的时候，你才要增加一位同工。
You have to add the second pastor early, and the second pastor helps you get up to 300.
你需要在比较早期的时候，在150个人左右，你就需要增加一位同工，全职的同工，然后帮助这个教会成长。
Now this may vary with your churches.
也许对我们教会会有一些的变异。
Your small churches are 75 and under.
也许你的教会是75到100个人当中。
And many of them may have a full-time pastor.
也许你们已经有一些全职的同工。
But somewhere between about 75 and 200, you need to begin to add a second pastor.
但是如果你的教会是75到200个人当中呢，你实在需要考虑再增加一位同工。
You should hire a second pastor who balances your first pastor. Does that make sense? You should hire the second pastor with different gifts than the first pastor.
你需要找到第二位同工呢，你的前职的同工呢，需要跟你恩赐能够互补的同工。
If your first pastor is a administrator,
如果你的第一位的牧师呢是一个行政的这种形态的牧者
，then your second pastor should be more of a caregiver.
那么你的第二个牧者需要一些比较会关怀的、会照顾人的牧者。
If your first pastor is a good worship leader,
如果你的第一位的牧者是很会带领敬拜的牧师。
Then maybe your second pastor would be an administrator.
也许你第二位的牧师呢，就是需要会有一些行政恩赐的人。
But you want to add a second pastor who has different gifts than the first pastor.
所以你需要增加的第二个牧师呢，需要跟第一个牧师呢他们的恩赐相配合。
And as you build the staff with different gifts, the church begins to grow.
当你的牧师室的同工呢恩赐不同，在彼此配搭的时候，教会就会成长。
In order for a church to grow, the church must change.
教会要增长有一个很重要的地方，就是教会必须要改变。
Unfortunately, people don't like change.
但是呢，很不幸的是，许多人不愿意改变。
People don't like change because of what they feel they're going to lose.
有很多人不喜欢改变，因为他们觉得改变他们会失掉一些东西。
Sometimes the leader wants to change things because they're excited about what the church will gain.
有很多时候教会的领导者就是很兴奋说教会可以需要改变，因为教会改变会有教会会产生什么正面的影响。
Because leaders look to the future and see the possibilities.
因为教会的领导者看到将来是看到将来的可能性。
But people in the church often look to the past and see what they're going to lose.
但是教会里面有些人去看到过去呢，是想到说教会如果改变，他们会失掉一些东西。
So if we're going to grow, we have to help the people learn to accept change.
所以教会如果要成长，一个很重要的地方就是我们要帮助我们的会众接受改变。
In the small church, change happens from the bottom up through the key people.
在小型教会里面，改变从会众开始。
That's why it's so important as the leader of a small church that you meet individually with the key people.
因此，如果你是小型教会的领导者，你需要跟会众呢有不同的个别的关系。
You share your vision individually with the people in the church.
你跟每一个会众呢个别的谈到你的意向。
And then gradually the idea for the future comes up from the bottom.
逐渐的从会众当中呢就产生了对将来的意向。
And so it looks like this chart.
所以像到这张图一样。
I work with the people in the church.
这是小型教会的。
And gradually they catch the vision and the vision kind of moves up to the top.
他们这些会众呢从底下慢慢慢慢的他们了解到意向，然后他们慢慢的往上走。
In doing it this way, you help them begin to see change as their idea.
在这种方式里面呢，你帮助他们看到说这种改变是出自于他们自己。
Earlier I shared how I did this with a church.
我刚刚我第一堂里面我已经跟你们分享的我自己的经验。
And one day in the board meeting they said, let's buy that property.
所以有一天在长执会里面就有人说我们来买这个土地。
They were willing to accept the change because it was their idea.
他们愿意改变，因为那个改变呢是出自于他们自己，而不是我加注在他们身上的。
Because the idea had started at the bottom and then come up to the top of the church.
因为这种改变的这种意思呢，从他们中间自己产生。
In the medium-sized church,
在这种中型教会里面
，change happens more from the middle out.Through the key groups,
改变是从中间呢，进而这些主要的这些小组团体呢开始往外发展。
The key group may be a committee,
这些的主要的关键的小组也许就是委员会。
Or the key group may be a youth group,
也许是青年团体。
But you start with the leaders of the various groups and ministries in the church.
但是这改变从每一个团契小组的这个领导者开始。
And you share your vision with those leaders.
你跟这些领导者分享你的意向。
And gradually then they share the idea with the people in their group.
慢慢的这些领导者呢就跟他们团契小组或委员会里面的人呢分享他们的意向他们的看法。
As each leader shares the idea with their group, the idea spreads into the whole church.
当这种小组团契的委员会的这些人呢，他们慢慢在分享的时候呢，这个慢慢的这意向就这样拓展开了。
Eventually, everyone in the church thinks it's their idea.
慢慢的，这所有的人呢，这中型教会的每一个人呢，慢慢都觉得说，这个改变的这个看法呢，是来自于他们自己本身，而不是来自于牧师。
And then they are willing to accept the change.
然后那种情形，他们就愿意接受改变。
And so, like this chart, it happens from the middle out.
像这张图所显示的，这个改变从中间开始。
In the large church, the change takes place from the top down.
在大型教会里面，改变从哪里开始呢？是从上面开始。
It takes place from the pastor and the paid staff and other leaders.
是从牧师，从牧师是同工，从教会的领导者开始。
Oftentimes, the staff will do long-range planning.
这些的牧师是同工，也许他们做了很多的计划。
And then they will come to the church and share their plan.
他们来到教会以后就跟大家分享他们的计划。
And so the idea for change begins at the top of the church with the leaders.
所以改变在这大型教会里面，改变是从最上层开始。
And begins to make its way down through the rest of the church.
然后慢慢的往下改变。
So if you're in a small church, you must start with the people, one by one.
所以如果你是小教会，改变需要从人开始，慢慢一个一个的改变。
In the medium church, you must start with the leaders of the groups.
那么中型教会呢，这改变需要从这种不同的小组里面或团契或委员会里面的这些领导者开始。
And then with the larger church, you...start with your leaders and then share it with the whole congregation.
那么在这个大型教会里面的改变从这个领导者开始然后慢慢的跟会众分享这个他们的意向。
It's important to remember though not to push the people.
很重要的我们要记得说我们不推人。
It's important to pull them.
我们是拉人。
The way I like to illustrate this is by looking at a chain.
就好像是这个环一样。
Imagine that you have a chain laying on a table.
你如果想想看，好像在桌面上有一个环，一些环扣在一起。
And you want to move that chain.
如果你要那个移动这个环圈。
You have two possibilities.
你有两个选择。
You can reach behind the chain and push it.
你可以在这个环圈的后面往前推动。
Or you could reach around in front of the chain and grab the first link and pull it.
或者你可以到那个环圈的前面呢，慢慢的拉它。
If you push the chain, this is what happens.
如果你推这个环圈的话，就是这样这种情形。
As you push the chain, the various links begin to bunch up.
当你这样在推的时候呢，这些连接的地方慢慢的就会重叠。
And they begin to resist you pushing it.
当你在推的时候，你就感受到那个压力。
In a similar way, if we try to push our people, they will resist us.
同样的，如果我们这样子推人的时候呢，你会发现说他们给你有很多的阻力。
But if we go around to the front and begin to pull them, then they will gradually follow.
但是如果我们走在他们前面，我们带领他们，我们拉他们，你会感觉到没有这种阻力就减少很多。
The key is to keep moving.
所以你就站在他们前面，慢慢的走，继续的走。
But don't make any sudden jerks.
但是不要突然的这样子推他们。
This is called the law of the snake pit.
这个是我们叫做
snake.
这就是说，这个就是不要打草惊蛇的定律。
Imagine that you're in a big pit.
你就想到说有一个大洞
，and it's full of poisonous snakes.
里面都是一些毒蛇
，and you're standing in it.
你掉在里面。
What are you going to do?
你要怎么办
？You're going to keep moving.
你还是要动。
But don't make any sudden jerks.
但是你不要突然动
，because they'll bite you.
因为他们咬你。
In a church, that's what you want to do. You want to
keep moving. 教会也是这样子，你还是要动。
Keep moving.
慢慢还是要动。
But don't make any sudden jerks.
但是不要突然这样子去咬人家。
Because the people can bite sometimes.
因为人有些时候还是会咬你的。Yeah.
Okay. So be careful.
But keep moving. 但是还是要不断的走，不断的动。
You need to be aware in your church that there are times when you have an opportunity to create change.
我们要注意到说在教会里面有什么情形是我们改变的机会。
And you need to watch for these times to happen.
我们要非常的谨慎或者非常的注意到这种情形来到的时候我们要就有改变的。
In the United States, farmers have a saying.
在美国农夫有这样子的说法。
They say, you need to make hay while the sun shines.
他们说你需要 make hay. 草就是当这个什么哈、yeah. 夕阳哈出太阳的时候哈 whatever 听不懂了没关系
he asked me if I had any slang
我问他有没有什么俚语啦
and maybe that was one I don't know but farmers know that when the season is right you have to work
这个农夫呢知道说如果那个时候来的时候你需要什么时候工作
And there are times in the church when the season is right to make change.
在教会也是一样，是时候到的时候，你就需要做改变。
And there are five seasons when it's a good time to make a change.
那么在教会里面有五种情形是改变的最好的时候。
The first season is when there is a time of crisis.
危机的时候。
A time of crisis. A few years ago, I was in Walnut Creek, California.
几年前我在加州的 Walnut Creek
and I was working with a Presbyterian church
我跟一些长老会的在一起工作
the church was very old
教会非常的旧
they had a large sanctuary
他们有一个很大的一个主堂
but the sanctuary was very narrow
但是那个主堂非常的窄
and the people in the back were a long ways from the pastor
后面的人呢他们是在很远的地方因为很窄很长
If you sat in the back you needed binoculars to see the pastor
如果你在最后面的话你需要一个望远镜才可以看到牧师
The church wanted to do something new with a new sanctuary
那么教会就想到说是不是我们对这个主台应该做一个改变
But the people would not let them do anything new
但是会众不让教会做这种改变
The day after Thanksgiving in 1985
在1985年感恩节后一天
The pastor called me and said, we've had a problem at the church.
教会的牧师打电话给我说我们教会有个问题。
And I said to him, what happened?
我问他说什么事。
He said, last night the church burned down.
他说昨天晚上教会被烧掉了。
That was a time of crisis.
他说这个就是危机的时候是改变的时候。
I do not recommend you burn your church down.
我不是这样建议你们做这种事。
What had happened was a transient man was sleeping in the church at night.
就是那天晚上就是有一个人睡在那里。
And the church found him sleeping in the balcony.
教会就发现说他在那个 balcony 地方睡觉。
And the church was mad at him and they kicked him out.
那么教会就不太喜欢就把他赶走。
And he got mad and came back to the church.
他就很生气就回到教会里面。
And the church had some old coffee pots that were large, not this big, coffee pots, old coffee pots.
那教会有一些旧的大的那些咖啡壶。
And he plugged them in without any water in them.
他就把它这样子插电插进去，但是里面一滴水都没有。
And as they got hot, they caught fire and burned the church down.
慢慢的，这个咖啡壶就越来越热，越来越热，然后就着火了。
But this turned out to be a good thing for the church.
这个结果呢，对教会来讲还是好事。
The church had a gymnasium.
教会有一个运动的地方。
And they started having their worship services in the gymnasium.
所以他们就开始在他们运动的地方开始在那里敬拜。
By being in the gymnasium, they were able to try some new types of ministry.
结果就在那个运动的地方呢，他们就可以尝试一些新的事工。
They were able to do new types of music.
他们可以呢做新的敬拜的一些的音乐。
They went from one service to two services.
他们就从一堂聚会变成两堂礼拜日的聚会。
They went to two services because there wasn't enough room in the gymnasium for everybody to be there one time.
因为教会不够大，因为运动的地方不够大。
This brought an excitement and newness to the people of God.
结果这样子呢，反而带来一种新的气象。
And they rallied behind the pastor and the leaders of the church.
他们就在教牧师的后面就集合起来。
And they decided that they would tear down these, the burned out structure.
他们决定把他们那个烧掉的教堂呢把它拆掉。
And build a brand new sanctuary.
盖一个完全新的一个主堂。
Today the sanctuary is very similar to this.
今天的那个教会主堂跟我们今天在这里的非常的像。
It's semi-circular.
是半圆形的。
And lots of people can be very close to the front.
很多人，所有的人都对前面呢都很近。
It's much more friendly and relational.
对于会众来讲就是比较友善。
And so a crisis turned into something good for the church.
所以危机变成是教会的一个好处。
If a crisis happens in your church,
如果你教会有危机的话,
it may be God giving you an opportunity to change.
也许是神给你的转机。
Don't wait, do it quickly.
不要等了，那危机来到的时候就赶快做,
赶快做改变。The crisis gives you an opportunity to move fast.
危机来到的时候就让你能够产生改变的很快的速度。
So move fast.
所以你要速度要快一点。
Another time,that is a season for change is when you have a new pastor.
另外一个改变是当你有一个新的牧者的时候。
When a new pastor comes to a church, they have vision and hope for the church.
当一个新的牧者来到的时候，他有一个新的期待，他有一个新的意向。
Every pastor I know who takes a new church is excited about that church.
所有的牧师，我所认识的每一个牧师呢，当他来到一个新的教会的时候，都是有一个憧憬。
If you have a new pastor in your church, they will come with a dream and a vision for your church.
如果你教会有一个新的牧者呢，他来到你的教会呢，他会有一个新的理想。
This is an opportunity for you to see your church move forward.
这是一个你教会改变的一个时机。
If you have a new pastor, you need to support the pastor.
如果你有一个新的牧者，你需要支持这个牧师。
You need to encourage their dream and vision for the future.
你需要鼓励他们对教会有一个憧憬。
You need to help them accomplish what they think God wants to do in your church.
你需要帮助这个牧师完成他对教会的所领袖的意向。
And you need to do it quickly.
你需要赶快的做。
Most pastors lose their vision for the church within 2 or 3 years.
通常新的牧师在到一个教会以后呢，两三年就失去了他的意向。
The reason is that sometimes the church resists their vision for the church.
原因是因为教会的会众呢，就是拒绝牧师的意向。
And after 2 years of trying, they get discouraged.
两年这样子不断的尝试以后呢，牧师就觉得说非常的沮丧。
And they begin to think that maybe they should go to another church.
牧师就觉得说，也许这个教会不是为我的，我应该换到另外一个教会去牧会。
They hope that by going to another church, they can fulfill the vision that God has given them.
他们觉得说，是不是我到另外一个教会呢，可以履行，可以完成神在我身上的使命。
But when pastors leave churches very quickly, every 2 years, it's not good.
但是如果教会的牧师呢，每两年就换一个牧师呢，对教会实在是不好。
For a church to reach its greatest effectiveness for Jesus Christ.
为了让教会能够达到最好的效力。
A pastor needs to stay at least 5 to 7 years.
一个牧师在一个教会至少要在一个教会五年以上。
Earlier this afternoon, I shared that it might take 5 to 7 years for things to happen in church.
我刚刚已经有分享过说教会要改变可能需要五年到七年。
A pastor needs to stay that long in order to see things happen.
因此教会要改变呢，牧师一定要在一个教会至少要待五年以上。
Most good things don't happen in a church until the pastor is there about the 50th year.
常常教会发生一些好的事情，就是因为牧师在那个地方超过五年以上才发生。
When a pastor leaves before that 50th year, then we just start all over with a new pastor.
常常教会呢，就是在牧师在五年之前离开呢，就是一直不断的循环，不断的循环，教会没有发生这种好的事情。
So if pastors come and go every 2 or 3 years,
如果教会的牧师是两三年就换一个
，we never give growth a chance.
教会就不可能有成长的机会。
So we need to follow our pastors when they come.
所以我们当一个新的牧者来到的时候，我们需要跟随他们
，support them, encourage them in their vision，
支持他们，鼓励他们。
This is an opportunity for growth in your church。
这是新牧师来到是教会成长的一个机会。
Another opportunity is when you prepare your budget.
另外一个机会就是当你做预算的时候。
I hope you have a written budget for your church.
我希望你们教会是有一个写下来的这个预算。
Some churches do not have budgets.
有一些教会根本没有预算。
They just live week to week on what comes in.
他们呢就是他们收多少他们就这样过生活。
That is not the wisest way to work.
这个不是一个很好的方法。
It is better to have a yearly budget.
最好是有一个一年有一度的预算。
And then to use that budget to help you plan for the growth of your church.
你就用那个预算呢来计划过来的一年你要做什么。
Most churches who have a budget,
大部分的教会都有这样子的预算。
The way they develop a new one for a new year,
他们产生新预算的方式是
They take last year's budget and then they just extend it over to the next year.
他们就拿到去年的这个预算呢然后再重复弄到隔年。
They look at last year's budget and it says we budgeted $500 for evangelism.
也许说去年用了500块做宣教之用。
And they say, well, we spent $550, so let's make this year's budget $600.
也许呢，我们去年呢，我们预算是500块，但是我们花了550块，所以今年我们用600块。
And so their budget is really not based on vision for the future, but it's based on what we did last year.
所以他们的预算呢，就不是根据他们的意向，而是根据于他们去年他们用了多少钱。
The best way to do your budget is to don't even look at last year's budget.
做预算最好的方法就是你根本不要看看去年你用了多少钱。
But ask your people what great things God might want your church to do next year.
但是呢是问我们的会众说神有可能经过我们在今年呢神要为我们成就什么大事。
And then make a dream of the, make a list of the dream and vision of what your people would like to do for ministry next year.
就是写下来，就是说我们当中的我们的弟兄姐妹呢，希望我们明年呢，我们会有什么事工，神要经由我们成就什么大事。
And then build a brand new budget to support the new vision.
那么根据这样子的意向，根据这样的理想呢，我们来设那个预算。
So you're building your budget.For the vision that God gives you versus what you did in the past.
所以这样子的预算呢，就是根据神给我们的意向，而不是根据去年呢我们的经验。
You won't be able to do everything that you dream of.
你不可能你所理想的不可能都做。
But by building a budget this way, you will do some new things.
但是如果我们这样子做呢，这样子的做预算呢，我们就能够尝试一些新的事工。
And those new things will help your church grow.
这些新的事工就会帮助我们教会成长。
If you have an annual meeting in your church,
如果你们教会有每年就有年会
where people in your church give reports as to what they did last year,
或者是合会，然后在合会里面呢报告一年里面教会所做的事工
stop doing that.
不要再做了，取消合会。
I don't mean stop having the annual meeting.
合会继续。
Stop having the reports about what you did last year.
他说但是不要做报告。
Instead, ask your people to give a report what they're going to do next year.
但是相反的，问这些会众说他们希望明年做什么事。
We already know what they did last year.
我们已经知道去年他们做了什么。
But if we ask them to tell us what they're going to do next year, they have to dream about the future.
但是如果我们问他们说你们明年想做什么，那他们就需要去想，他们就需要去做，他们就需要去做梦。
And this will stretch their thinking for the future of the church.
那这样子就会帮助他们把他们的思想向外的再拓展。
Another time is when God brings revival to the church.
另外一种改变的时候是，就是神让教会产生复兴的时候。
Some churches have people in the church who pray that God will bring a fresh revival.
在很多教会里面有人就祷告神让教会产生复兴。
Some people pray that the Holy Spirit will come into the lives of the people and renew them.
很多人就祷告说圣灵降临到弟兄姐妹的身上让他们复兴他们。
And sometimes God blesses the church with renewal.
有些时候神的确是经由这样子的复兴更新呢让教会得到成长。
If God is blessing your church with a time of renewal or revival,
如果神是这样子祝福我们的教会
that is a time to begin to make some changes.
那么那个时候也许就是我们教会要改变的时候。
Because the freshness of the Holy Spirit moving among the people.
因为圣灵更新的工作在弟兄姊妹当中工作。
Make them more willing to do new things to reach new people for Christ.
会让弟兄姊妹更愿意尝试新的事情，新的事工。
Also a time of planning.
另外就是说在计划的时候。
If you have not planned in your church, you need to do so.
如果你的教会从来不做计划的话，你需要这样子做。
At the end of every year, you could have a team of people think about the future of the church.
在年底的时候，你需要也许会有一些的人想到说明年要做什么。
I recommend that you put together two planning teams.
我建议你们不要只有一个想到计划的这一个团队，要有两个。
One planning team should focus on the present ministry of the church.
有一个其中一个小组呢，就是集中在我们目前教会所做的事工上面。
They should ask what needs to be done to make our present ministry better.
他们所想的是说，我们应该做什么使目前的事工做得更好。
They should focus on making the current ministries as the church is doing more effective.
他们是要想说我们应该如何做使现在的事工做得更有效力。
But you also need a second planning team.
但是你需要还有另外一组的人来做计划。
And the second team should focus on the future of the church.
那么另外这一组的人呢，他们就需要想到将来是要做什么。
They should ask, what do we want to do 5 years from now?
他们需要想到说五年之后我们要做什么。
And they should dream about the future.
他们需要想到将来，他们需要为将来来做梦。
And then they should help the church plan for new ministries that will reach new people in the future.
那么这一组的人员呢，他需要帮助教会想到新的事工。
So you have a planning team that has two focuses.
所以呢这次做计划的呢就有两个不同的焦点。
One is a focus on the present.
一个焦点是现在。
One is a focus on the future.
一个焦点是将来。
You make the present better.
你使现在的更好。
And you plan for the future.
但是你也计划将来。
And then this plan should be written up and presented to the people.
但是这种的计划呢你需要把它写下来然后能够跟弟兄姊妹看。
And the people should then commit to the plan.
然后弟兄姐妹呢需要说他们愿意这样子来行。
And then they work towards that plan during that entire year.
所以呢在那一年里面他们就朝这个方向这样子走。
And then at the end of the next year they do it again.
然后呢在年底呢他们重复这样子的事情。
And plan on making the present better and plan for the future.
他们仍然想到今年要如何使今年做得更好，现在做得更好，将来的也更好。
How do churches actually grow?
教会如何真正的来成长？
So a small church grows through what we call an attraction model.
小教会经由什么？彼此的吸引来成长。
The small church grows because it is a family, of loving family.
小教会成长是借着教会彼此的那个家庭彼此的关心。
And we need to reach out as members of that loving family and invite other people in.
我们经由家庭的关系呢，我们把人带到教会里面。
And then when they come into the church, we need to embrace them and love them and accept them.
当他们来到教会以后，我们需要包含他们接受他们。
And we need to allow those new people to become a part of our family.
我们需要让这些新人成为我们教会家庭的一份子。
In the medium-sized church, it grows through a program model.
在中型教会呢它的成长的是经由事工。
The medium-sized church also has loving people.
在中型教会里面也有很多人很可爱。
But the medium-sized church will grow when it develops at least one ministry that effectively reaches new people in the community.
但是中型教会里面吸引人却不是借着彼此之间的吸引，而是经由事工的吸引。
One church that I consulted with started a preschool.
有一个教会呢，我所协商的一个教会呢，它开始了一个学前的一个事工。
The school was aimed to reach out to non-church parents in the community who needed child care.
那么那个事工呢，就是针对着在那个社区里面需要学前帮助的那个照顾的这些的父母。
The school had 90 students who attended.
这个学校就有90个学生。
About 80 of the students came from families of non-Christians.
有80个呢是来自于非基督徒的家庭。
When the parents would come to pick up their children, the preschool teachers would befriend them.
当这些父母来到这个教会要 带他们小孩的时候呢，这些老师呢就对这些父母亲很好。
When some of the parents shared their problems, the preschool teachers would listen.
当这些父母亲讲到他们的问题的时候，这些学前教育的这些老师呢就听他们在讲。
As they built friendships with them, they would share about Jesus Christ.
当他们这样慢慢建立友谊以后，这些老师就跟这些父母亲呢介绍耶稣基督。
And they would invite the preschool parents to come to church.
然后他们就邀请这些父母亲来到教会。
And many of the parents became Christians.
那么很多的父母亲就这样成为基督徒。
In this community, the church became known as the church with the preschool.
那么在这个社区里面呢，这个教会就是很大的特点，就是一个有学前教育的教会。
And this ministry became the main one that brought new people into the church.
那么这个事工呢，就成为吸引人来到教会的一个很重要的事工。
In a medium-sized church, that's what has to happen.
那么在中型教会呢，这种事工就是很重要。只有借着这种的事工，才能够把人吸引到教会。
You have to find one or two ministries that effectively reach new people.
你需要 medium-sized church. How can change the church policy decision body? How to move the power out of the three or four nuclear families?
Okay, the question is, if a small church wants to grow, how can it move the power out of the three or four families?
我们知道说小教会要成长最大的问题就是那个领导的这个权力如何能够转移。
I think that it's important for those to realize those three or four families are good people.
我们要知道说这些权力虽然在这三四个人或家庭当中呢，我们要知道他们是好人。
They are people who love the Lord.
他们是爱神的人。
And the church is there because they have sacrificially supported the church for years.
他们觉得教会是他们的，因为长期以来他们为教会做了很多的牺牲。
But it's important for them to realize that the church is more than just their own families.
但是很重要是要帮助他们认识到说教会不只是只有他们的家庭。
And it's important for them to realize that God wants us to share the love we have with people outside the church.
那么很重要要帮助他们看到说神要我们呢分享神在我们当中的爱。
And so the key families need to begin to catch a vision of the Great Commission.